Hey, I'm Mary, and this is Sex Work for the Soul.
Sometimes you know the work is so, you try to be true. You feel sometimes it's on the verge of a kind of craziness, but it isn't really craziness. It's really getting the truest part of yourself out, and it's very it's not easy.
We're back for our very last episode of this season. It's really quite astounding that we're here. I feel, on one hand, I feel like I've been doing this forever. On the other hand, I feel like I just started yesterday. I today went back and listened to a few of my oldest episodes, and I just, I laughed at myself. I also forgot some of the things that I mentioned or covered, and it was really interesting to take a kind of reflective look back on where we've been here on this podcast. This last year has been a pretty crazy year for me, and I haven't talked too much about that. I think it shows in my episodes. So I thought I would do a little reflection with you guys today here on the podcast to kind of just wrap it all up. And then I'm going to talk a little bit about what you guys can expect from me moving forward. Because even if you're caught up with last week's episode, some things are changing again. So I'll get into that at the end of today's episode. Before we get into all of that, though, I just really want to thank all of you from the bottom of my heart for being here and listening to my podcast for this first season. It means so much to me to have an audience to actually speak to, especially an audience that's outside of social media. And we'll get into that a little bit later, but for real, you guys are the best. I love you so much. I hope that you're signed up for my email list because that's going to be where I'm going to keep you guys updated in the next few weeks while I take a break. And while I'm taking a quote unquote break, I'm going to be getting all ready for the next season. And I will send along some updates, like I said, through my little email list. So you can access it via my website. I will leave the link in the show notes below. So let's do a little reflection. We're going to take a look back at my very first podcast. So my spiritual journey, I just listened to that this morning. It was a ride, wasn't it? I got to talk about a little bit of everything in that podcast. And I think it was a good look into me and my brain and the way that I speak, because I can get a little distracted, but I think hopefully it's entertaining to listen to at home. I just notice myself when I'm listening back to these episodes, I notice myself like ping-ponging just constantly. And so I hope that you do find it entertaining, because this is just how my brain works. And it's so hard also to like take something as complex as my whole spiritual journey over the last 30 years, like, and just talk about it in one podcast. I ended up being almost 40 minutes long that episode. So, you know, I could have probably gone on a lot longer about it. So it's kind of hard to like just go in a linear direction whenever I'm talking about that stuff. But, you know, I look back on that episode and I think I had no idea what I was doing. I still don't know what I'm doing, but I do know how I'm going to be changing things in the future. And listening back, like I said, to these podcasts was just like a wonderful way for me to get some clarity on that right now, actually. The second episode was Goddess Culture, which was kind of like a culmination of all of the like tantra and somatic work that I did over last summer, which would have been summer 2022. I did a whole bunch of different classes with a couple different teachers and really learned a lot about releasing energy from within the body, but also tapping into energy within the body, and all of that being through working with the goddess. So in that episode, or that episode was very much inspired by that time of my life. And I have since stopped. I have since stopped taking lessons and classes, but I have integrated so much of what I've learned from them into my daily routines. And it is beautiful to look back and think about how those things changed my life so much for the better. And I'm really excited. I really want to make it a goal this next season, and I'll get into this more later, like I said, but I really want to get some experts in some different things to come and join me here on the podcast so they can really tell us about this kinds of stuff that I started learning. I'm more and more identifying myself as a spiritual explorer. That's a title that works for me, because that's what I've been doing for like the last 10 years of my life, is just exploring different types of spirituality and seeing what works for me, what makes sense to me, what fits within my lifestyle. And it's super interesting to look back at this, all of my spiritual episodes, and see how I kind of have taken things from bits and pieces from all over the place. So I'm really hoping to get a lot of people on that can talk about their different little areas of spirituality. Yeah. The next episode was Between Two Worlds, which was actually similar to last week's episode. This one was a tough one for me to record, I think, but it was also very important for me to record because it's a huge part of my life, like having this separation between Mary and my at-home self, or my, you know, personal life self. And I still am working through this stuff. In fact, I think I'm really going to be working on that for the rest of my career and probably the rest of my life, because it's just like, it's this ever-changing relationship between those two sides of myself. And I think the more I'm coming to understand that, the easier it is for me to kind of straddle the gap. So I do love that I have this episode. I think that a couple years down the road, it'll be really, really interesting for me to listen and see where I was at on December 9th, 2022, in terms of like accepting myself in all of my, you know, forms. Then my next little episode was an Ask Me Anything episode, which actually, I keep saying I'm going to wait till the end, but I'm probably just going to put a whole bunch of little tidbits about next season, like all over the place. So next season, I'm going to be having Ask Mary sections, and it might be titled something a little bit different as well, because I'm actually going to have my little bestie come on the show. She and I actually had a plan a long time ago to do a podcast together, and so I'm going to integrate her into my podcast, and she's going to come on. We're going to talk about all kinds of sex worker issues. And if you guys have any questions for sex workers, we would be happy to take a look at your questions. If there are things that we're not experienced in, since we're both online sex workers, I would save said questions for another guest that could answer it more properly. But yeah, so I'm going to talk more about all that stuff. But I loved doing this Ask Me Anything Q&A episode. It was really fun to see what people asked. I got a kind of a mix of all kinds of things. So I'd be really interested to see what you guys would ask now. My next little episode was Power of Pleasure, which was a fun one to record. I definitely some ASMR vibes in that one. I don't know. Maybe I was really close to the mic that week. I'm not sure what happened there, but yeah, it was very ASMR. I hope that you guys enjoyed that episode. I might do more stuff like that on YouTube. I am going to be doing some videos on YouTube. That's going to be where a lot of my magic content is going to be moving to, that and the Patreon. But we'll get into that. The episode after that was Supporting Sex Workers, which is near and dear to my heart. I think at this time I had just started listening to Other Words for Whore. That's a podcast that I absolutely love. Started listening to it right around that time, I think. And I was like, I need a Supporting Sex Workers episode. This is, it's time. Because she has a wonderful show. She brings on like all kinds of different sex workers, and they talk about all kinds of different things. I don't even want to spoil it for you. Just look it up if you're interested in other podcasts made by sex workers. It's amazing. So I was definitely inspired by them to do that episode. And then I had my wonderful guest episode with my mentor, Danny. Hi, Danny, if you're listening. that was so much fun. I really enjoyed doing that episode, and I hope you guys enjoyed it too. It's my longest one because, like, when you put the two of us together, we just can't stop talking. So I really, really enjoyed that one. I have listened to it probably more than any of the other ones, but I kind of want to listen to it again. I think it's a good reminder for me. I've learned so much from Dani when it comes to astrology. She was my astrology teacher, and like, while I was doing my mentorship with her, she talked through so many charts with me. Like, I would just ask her all these little questions all the time. And like, the in-depth work that we did on looking at different charts was just so fulfilling for me. I don't know what it is. It's something I'd have to look at my chart to see what makes me like dissecting astrology so much, but it's just like, so fascinating. So that's definitely one of my favorite episodes. It was super, super fun to make. And I'm excited for next season because I'm definitely going to have a bunch of guests. and then we had magical self-care. That was fun. I mean, it's a huge part of my life, like I said in that episode. And it's this tied in more of like my goal, I'll say, to talk about mental health, because again, like, I'm constantly doing shadow work, and not in a toxic way. Like, I'm not burning myself out on it all the time, although I'd be lying if I said that I hadn't burned myself out on doing too much shadow work at times. But I've since learned that you have to take breaks. But it's a huge part of my life. I mean, for my astrology people out there, I've got my moon in my 12th house next to my Saturn. Not conjunct, but they're pretty close. And it's just, I just like to look deep into things. It is a part of my nature, and it makes me feel better when I'm better able to understand myself. I'm also an Aquarius moon, so I've got an air moon, which, you know what that means. That means that I intellectualize my feelings all the time. So I have to do a lot of self-care to enable myself to like unlock different levels of vulnerability or like safety when it comes to feeling my emotions. Like, yeah. So self-care is a huge, huge part of my life because of the way I am built. So I really liked doing that episode. And I think there's so many magical ways to practice self-care. So that was a super fun one. I could probably do like 10 more episodes just about magical self-care, to be honest. It's also like something you can be really creative with. So there's that. And then, oh my gosh, between the goddess episode and the fool's journey, I put a lot of work into those ones. And I really like how the fool's journey turned out. I didn't know whether I wanted to kind of give myself a bit of a script to work from. And so I kind of went with keywords instead and just let myself riff off of the different main meanings of the cards that I picked. So it was fun to do. I really love the tarot, and I'm hoping to work on some more super in-depth content about the tarot. We're talking like courses that you guys can buy in the future. That's definitely on my to-do list for the next couple months. So keep an eye out for that. If you've been looking into learning tarot, I am going to be recording some seminar type classes that you guys will be able to watch through. Tarot is such a huge part of my life. Oh my God, especially the last week. I have pulled more tarot cards for myself in the last like few days than I have probably for the whole year. So I'm in my tarot era. Again, my personal tarot era, at least. I'm actually doing some free readings for sex workers over on my Twitter. If you are a sex worker and you would be interested in having a free tarot or astrology birth chart reading, give me a little follow because I'm going to be doing that every so often over there. Obviously, I'm not going to be able to do it all the time, so I don't overload myself, but it is something that I'm definitely wanting to offer more in the future. So make sure to follow me over there on Twitter. It's MarySue_XOXO. So... Me just plugging things all over the place. I'm all over the place. So just go to my website and you can get all of my different social media sites and things. So my very last episode before this episode was titled Alignment and Boundaries. And if you've listened to that episode, you guys know what last week was about. And this week I have an unfortunate announcement. I lost my main Instagram, and this is after having lost my biggest platform, my TikTok that got up to 27K back in October. Actually, whenever I released this podcast, the very first episode, I had just lost my main platform, which was my TikTok. And so my Instagram became my main way to get in touch with you guys. And that was the MarySue_XOXO account. It is probably not going to be coming back. I don't think I'm going to be able to convince them to reinstate it. I just got banned for sexual content or something like that, even though I'm actually pretty tame on there. If you've seen me on there, there's a little bit of some risque stuff, but for the most part, I'm pretty like tame. I try to kind of go under the radar. So it was really surprising whenever I woke up to that happening. I did not expect it. It kind of blindsided me. And it's forced me to really take a second look at this rebrand idea that I was already working on. Well, in fact, I had to throw out all the work that I had already done. So that was frustrating. It's been a frustrating few days, and a couple other things were hurdled at me and my partner, which has been difficult. It's been a rough few days, guys, like really rough. And at the same time, I'm actually feeling like free. I'm feeling like there's so many possibilities, and a lot of what I was planning was from this kind of rigid ideology that I had about how things had to look. And I'm just excited to see where things go. I don't have all the answers as of now. I'm going to let myself really like figure things out as I go. But I will tell you what I can tell you for now about what you can expect in this next season of this podcast. Also, what you can expect in the meantime. I'm not exactly sure whenever I'm going to be releasing the next season, but let me tell you what I've got planned. As I've already sort of alluded to, Sex Work for the Soul is going to start to look pretty different from what you have experienced in this first season. This very first season is just me trying to figure out what do I want to talk about here? How can I share, you know, bits of my life through this podcast and what things are important to me and all that. But I remembered that a big part of why I wanted to release this podcast is because I wanted to draw in a community. And now more than ever, we are in need of community within the sex work industry. If you haven't noticed, which you might not have because this just might not be on your radar, there have been a lot of laws passing recently that have been banning pornography from entire states. Forcing people to enter their state ID into websites before viewing adult content. And if you really haven't been paying attention, there's been a lot of different laws going into effect that are anti-LGBTQ, anti-trans, anti-drag queen, even anti-interracial marriage. There's been Jim Crow laws coming out again. And there's a lot of upheaval happening. This affects a lot of sex workers, and it's already on top of a recession in this country. that being the United States, in case you didn't know that I'm from the US. And so I don't think this podcast is going to continue as it has been. I know that part of what I want to accomplish is to destigmatize sex work, is to showcase sex workers as the beautiful individuals that we are, and to also highlight things that we face and how you can be an ally for us. So my goal is to get more and more sex workers on the show. I really want to talk to them about sex work and what it means to them, what they're grateful for being in this industry, and what they wish they could change, how all of that affects their faith in the universe. I feel so lucky to have met so many sex workers that are connected to their spirituality in different ways. And it's been beautiful to see that. There are so many more of us than I ever imagined. And so I'm hoping to be able to form community with other people that are like-minded and use this platform as a place for us to showcase our work and what goes into it. I'm hoping to really touch on a lot of the shadow sides of sex work, including having to keep secrets for our safety, the amount of emotional and physical labor that we go through, and the burnout that is caused because of that, the barriers to housing we might face, barriers to healthcare and other protections, also the internet censorship and surveillance that happens to sex workers. If you're not aware, in order to post on adult content websites, there is now face scanning technology that they use to ensure that the person posting is the person that matches the ID on that account. So it's a necessary kind of measure, but unfortunately, those scans are being abused, I will say. And I can get into that on another podcast. And, you know, I want to talk about how we are scapegoated as the scum of society and how we have to isolate ourselves because of that. But, you know, in connecting with all of these shadow sides of sex work, I want to explore avenues for our healing and community building and to figure out how we can work together better with our allies, because it's very important for sex workers to be able to band together. It's also very difficult to get that to happen. But we also need to band together with our allies because we need more help. So I hope that you will come and join me in this change next season, because it's important. If you're a person that likes to support adult content creators, then this is the time to start getting more educated about what's happening in our government. We need to talk about this stuff. Last little thing, as I mentioned, I'm going to be having a new co-host of sorts. I'm not exactly sure how many episodes she'll be on a month, but my beautiful best friend Lauren is going to be on the show with us. If you don't know her already from me just mentioning her name, she is Lauren DeMarcus. You can find her on Instagram, but you can find her on OnlyFans. We've been OnlyFans models together for like 4 years, I think. She's going to be coming onto the show with me. We're going to be chatting together and answering some questions from you guys. So while you wait for season two, please, please, please take a look at my website. On my homepage, I actually have a place where you can send in questions for the podcast. You can send anything, okay? So you can ask us questions about sex work in general. You can ask us relationship questions. We're both people in long-term relationships. We would be happy to talk about that kind of stuff for you guys as well. You could ask us about spirituality in any sense. She's actually the person that I started like learning tarot with way back in the day. And we'll probably end up talking about that. So we're open for those kinds of questions too, but send them in. Whatever you want to hear us talk about, send in your questions and we'll pick our favorite ones to start discussing on the show together. It's going to be really fun. also really excited to look for more spiritual providers that are supporters of sex work or practitioners of sex magic. I would love to talk to people like that on the show as well. I already have some people that have reached out to me. I apologize if I haven't reached out to you yet. Like I said, it's been a really rough week. So I'm really, really excited to get more people like this onto the podcast with you guys. We're going to be moving away from the episodes where I am presenting on a specific topic, and it's going to be really more conversation based. And I'm so excited. I'm so excited for it. I know that some of you came to learn more about my craft and see the behind the scenes of me as a witch. And I'm still going to have that for you. You're going to be able to find that on my YouTube, on my Instagram, Making Mary XOXO, and within my email newsletter. So check out those places. I'm going to be updating my YouTube and posting some magic stuff on there. That's going to be where I'm really getting creative. I'm hoping to do more. I really want to talk about art magic because it's been such a huge, huge, huge part of my practice lately. And it's because I'm doing a lot of inner child and inner teen work, and I've always been an artist. I've always been a musician, and they're huge parts of my life, and they're such important ways for me to connect with the universe. So I'm just really excited to be able to share that kind of stuff with you guys in the future. It's going to be fun. I've already been recording a lot of it. I have so much B-roll. So check me out over on YouTube. It's Making Mary over there and Making Mary XOXO on Instagram. If you want more in-depth magic from me, the Patreon is where you want to go. So that's Magic with Mary. You can get the link on my website. It's just $7.77 to join on the first tier. If you're interested in getting a tarot reading from me, you can do that through the Patreon as well. You just sign up for the second tier and it's just $55. So those are the places you can get connected with me in the meantime. Please feel free to join my newsletter to get more little behind the scenes information about what I'm working on. And again, I just want to end by saying thank you so much for being here. I appreciate you so much. I'm so grateful for how far I've come with this podcast and having this vision for the future. I'm just so pumped, and I hope you guys will be there with me for this journey as things kind of change and shift in our next season. I won't be away for too long, I promise. If you miss me, you know where to find me. I hope you have a great rest of your day. Thank you so much for listening. Make sure to give me a follow on all of your favorite podcast apps and stay tuned for my next episode. Give me a 5-star review if you're feeling extra generous today. Seriously though, every little share, comment, like, and listen is so, so, so appreciated, more than you can ever know. Thank you again for joining me today. Until next time, sending all my love.